Play Cape Talk.
Join the conversation the smart way.
This is Cape Talk.
Time to take a look at the entertainment offerings for the week that lies ahead. And as always, we're going to start on the small screen. Craig Falk is the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine and joins me to pick out some highlights. Craig, let's start with a really intriguing drama series that's starting on ITV Choice on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday the 19th of February at 9 o'clock in the evening. It's called Cold Call. Now, it follows a single mom named June who she sells her house to help support her pregnant daughter. Then she gets a phone call from the bank saying, listen, you're the victim of fraud. And it's actually a scammer on the phone who's getting her personal details, helps her open sort of a fake account, and then steals all of her money anyway. And, you know, that's something that's very prevalent in our current world with people being taken in by these scammers on the phone. They're very charming and that sort of thing. And also, it sounds very authentic. The only difference is that unlike normal people who are left financially crippled and ruined, June is actually getting her own back because she ends up scamming her scammer.
Oh, I love the sound of it. That's Cold Call Wednesday on ITV Choice Channel 123 at 9 p.m. The other big talker series starting next week is also Wednesday evening on Mnet. Prodigal Son sounds like a real thriller.
Yeah, it stars Tom Payne, who was Jesus in The Walking Dead, and Michael Sheen. You know him from everywhere. I think most famous is obviously Dr. Masters and Masters of Sex. They play a father and son duo. Tom is the son. He's an FBI, a disgraced FBI profiler who's now helping the NYPD find serial killers and that sort of thing. And he gets this inside information and all this help from his dad, who happens to be a serial killer. You know, it's a very dark sort of thing to be making a TV show about, but at the same time it pulls you in because it goes on in our everyday world and we don't know about it. It's a very dark subject, but it draws you in, and the show is properly good.
It's getting great reviews. Really looking forward to Prodigal Son from Wednesday evening on Mnet. And then our family is a huge fan of the Grand Designs series. There's a new iteration starting on BBC Lifestyle called Grand Designs The Street. What's the difference?
Basically, what they're doing is they're building houses from the floor up. It's still got Kevin MacLeod as the host presenter, whatever you want to call him. And he's helping these people and watching them go from having nothing to building a full house, renovating, making the home of their dreams. And it's actually based on a little town in near Amsterdam called Almere, where they used reclaimed land and people got to build their own houses and move in and that sort of thing. So it started off in real life and ended up being reality TV.
Okay. Kevin MacLeod's great. It's such a fun series. So that's Grand Designs The Street, starts Thursday evening at 8 p.m. on BBC Lifestyle Channel 174. Now, wow, there's a lot happening on the streaming side this week. Let's start on Showmax and a follow-up season to one that I know a lot of our listeners enjoyed, The Young Pope.
Yeah, this one's called The New Pope. It's, like you said, it's the follow-up season. It's still got Jude Law in the lead role, but this time his papacy is being challenged by this wonderful Pope, played by John Malkovich.
Oh, fantastic.
And, you know, I mean, if the first season's anything to go by, this is going to be an absolute stonker. New episodes are uploaded every week, exclusive, straight from, express from the US. And, you know, you think, okay, the Catholic Church, everything's by the books and that sort of thing, and it's the exact opposite.
Okay, so that's The New Pope on Showmax. Right, over on Netflix, this is one I've been hearing buzz about on Facebook for the last week or two, and I'm not an Adam Sandler fan, but Craig, I believe I should not prejudge Uncut Gems.
No, not at all, because he's not funny in the slightest. It's not his usual slapstick unruly self. It's very dramatic, very intense. He plays a jewelry store owner who gets on the wrong side of gambling debt, and he starts betting bigger than he can, and he starts moving money around, and he ends up betting with his life. His co-stars are fabulous. There's a lot of celeb cameos, like professional basketballers, but it is a properly good thriller drama to keep you on the edge of the seat, because when you think something's going to happen, it goes the complete opposite way.
Okay, Uncut Gems on Netflix. And while we talk about Oscar snubs and wins, let's go to the Oscar win of the week. You can catch the movie that scooped the Best Original Song Award, because Showmax has been really quick off the mark with Rocketman, the Elton John biopic. It actually dropped Monday evening already. I've got a date with my couch and this film for tonight, Craig. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Yeah, absolutely loved it. I think Taron is fabulous as an Elton. Obviously, there was criticism from his family, who said it wasn't exactly 100% portrayed. There were censorship issues in the Far East, but it is You know, I mean, if you're an Elton fan, you're going to love it. If you're a musical fan, you're going to love it. If you love Bohemian Rhapsody, you're going to love this because it's on the very much the same vein.
Okay, so Rocket Man already available on Showmax. That's what I'm watching tonight. Craig, thanks for your recommendations. We'll chat again next week.
Always a pleasure.
What's happening on the big screen this weekend? Let's find out from our entertainment reporter, Chanel September. With today being Valentine's Day, I thought why not celebrate all things love? If you were thinking of going to the movies today or this weekend, then I've got you covered. Our theme for this week, yes, you guessed it, romance. And here are my top three picks. We start off with the film Ordinary Love. It tells the story of a middle-aged married couple living in the UK who hit by the news that one of them has cancer.
Any particular style today, madam?
It suits you.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Too hot.
Tea cozy. No.
This feeling that if I can get through it, would somehow change me. I don't think it has. I don't think I want it to.
The film shines a light on their relationship as they face the challenges ahead together. It stars Liam Neeson and Leslie Manville. It's directed by Lisa Barris Desar and Glenn Leyburn. Ordinary Love is a story about love and survival. I would recommend you give this film a watch and don't forget to take your tissues along too. Next on the list of movies to watch this weekend is the Afrikaans film Vergeet My Nie. The film is based on a love story of Madeline Kutse and Hugo Dirks. It's portrayed by Marguerite van Eeden and Sean Marco Foster. It tells the story of a couple who meet at university in Potchefstroom. He falls head over heels in love, but she doesn't. Years later, they run into each other again in London, and here their journey to love starts again. It's directed by André Feltz. I would always recommend support for local films, so why not give this one a try? And then our last film to watch, many of you may know it, it's the 90s romantic film classic, Ghost.
What do you want?
Somebody! Somebody! Somebody help us!
What's happened?
It's like I think about you every minute. It's like I can still feel you.
The problem with you is you still think you're real. It's all up here now.
The film stars the late Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore and is directed by Jerry Zucker. The film is being screened tonight as part of its 30th anniversary celebrations at Stair Kinnock Hall in Cavendish Mall. For some nostalgia, why not go ahead and watch it? That's me, Chanel September. I'll be back next week with more movie hits and misses.